Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Hey, 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 this is NFL Hall of Famer Ray Lewis. I'm excited to announce the launch of my new podcast, Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast. I'll be talking with friends, family members, old teammates, athletes, celebrities, moguls, and guess what? I'll be talking to you. Listen, this is all in the search for everyday greatness. So I'm asking you to come along with me on this ride. Download new episodes of Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast, every Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on podcastone.com. It's not what you have, it's what's inside of you that actually inspires greatness.
Support for Ace on the House comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday. But at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority is the safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/ace to learn more. Right, Matt?
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right. Well, an action-packed show planned for you guys. Stromer loses it at a minute 44 of the show.
Almost an overdose on some kind of meds.
I was texting Dr. Drew as I saw the color come back in your face. Not since I almost watched him die in Pahrump, choking on a
piece of flight cake. You saved me now two times. You saved me from myself two times. God bless you.
I got a lot of tough insulation questions and some sauna questions and a generally productive show coming your way. So first, I want to thank JB Weld, who is a proud sponsor here, DIY projects. You want to get through those. You want to save money. You want to avoid paying the repairman. Big or small repairs. You go, whether you're working in the house or working in the garage, ordinary household glue, well, it's got the word ordinary in it. We don't want that. So you need strong and you need better. And that's why you need JB Weld. We're proud to have JB Weld. We have them on as a sponsor. They're great. I know the owner. I've told you I've went to the booth. I've hung out with these guys. Talking adhesives, man. Just shooting the poop and talking adhesive. JB Weld has been trusted for over 50 years. It's proudly made in the USA. Keep JB Weld in your toolbox, kitchen drawer, craft room. Metal, wood, plastic, or more. Don't glue it, man. JB Weld it. Available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. It's JB Weld.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Get it on. Got to get on. A choice. Better get on. Mandy.
How many of them get it on?
I hope your gardener's looking through the window at you
so
right now.
I'm so hopped up on Ritalin and coffee. You have no idea.
Oh, I have some idea. I absolutely do. Welcome to Ace on the House, Ace on the Roof, as Pops Corolla calls it. I want to thank Rocket Mortgage and Tommy John and JB Weld and Geico for sponsoring this program. I'm working on a bunch of different stuff. What are you working on, Stromer?
I'm glad you asked. This morning, I was out at the job in Westlake / Lake Sherwood at about 6:15 meeting the hot mopper.
Interesting.
Who had to get there and get that thing mopped, and then he informed me that he could also put the valve in and do the tile for like a grand less than my normal guy. So I was torn because my guy's been with me for years. But, you know, that's $1,000 to Mrs. Stromer to get a new mink coat, am I right? Or at least a stole. A mink stole, mink something stole. Extra.
Yeah.
The hot. So I don't know what to do.
Hot mopper, like, he's doing the shower stall?
He's doing the shower stall. I gutted it yesterday, had the demo guys come. They, you know, when you hire demo guys, man, you know, if you know how to demo correctly a shower, by that I mean getting under the diamond lath, just pulling the nails out with pry bars, using, you know, cutting big 4-foot sections out. It can be a whole shower that's floated with concrete and tile can be demoed in like 2.5 hours if it's done right by the right guy.
Yeah.
It's worth every penny.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I never thought about the specialty of the demo guys, you know, but the demo guys are like, if you ever see a whole bunch of ants converge on like a June bug that's laying on the ground, that's just, they're so methodical. They hit it. They have the truck backed up. They got the wheelbarrows. They know they're using the pickaxes and prying stuff off. And it's like, you just send your guys into demo and they're just like banging on the wall and carrying a handful
and stuff. For hours. Right. Yeah. And like, yeah, carrying like a handful of tile and then putting it in a wheelbarrow that's like 40 feet away.
Right.
You know, it's a whole nother level. So, and not only that, but they, you know, they clean up so well that it's a planned community out there, and the pavement is so pristine. And of course, I assume they were going to leave a bunch of dust on the street, and you would see it on the blacktop. Nothing was visible whatsoever. Wow. It was like surgical.
So, I am getting ready. I'm finally getting ready to do all the roofs here at the shops that are always leaking all the time. And I'm going to go ahead and coat them. And I'm going to do some of the Henry's whatever roof top coat. But I'm going to paint the whole thing with the radiant reflective barrier aluminum, whatever paint to try to bounce out a lot of the heat before the summer kicks in.
And can you sense whenever you've used that it really does make a huge difference in terms of the interior climate?
Well, I'll tell you what I have sensed. I did have one shop in the back, a separate building, that had the radiant barrier on the bottom side of the joist. And then the other shop did not have the radiant barrier on the bottom side of the joist. That's the silver ceiling you see when you go to Costco or big box store and you look up. When you would walk from one shop to the other shop, you know, 10-foot wide corridor, you know, just walk through one shop, walk into the other shop, you could feel it immediately.
Really?
Felt different. Wow. Felt different. And I've not done the aluminum barrier on the paint on the roof, on top of the roof, but I would reckon, people, if you do the aluminum barrier reflective paint on the roof and you do the radiant barrier on the bottom or the ceiling, you know, under the joist, you would make a very substantial dent in the heat that was coming. I mean, anyone who's ever been in an attic knows what that feeling is. And Gary, I think, I also the Henry's makes 5-gallon buckets of radiant aluminum paint, whatever coating for the top, which is, I don't know, $79 a bucket or whatever it is. For $279 a bucket, I think they make a paintable membrane. So,
oh wow.
So back in the day, it was a kind of patch it with tar and wait till the next rain came and blah, 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 or tear the roof off and do another flat roof. I think they have a paintable membrane now that Gary can look at. And I think it is just what it is. I think instead of, here's basically what I'm saying. If you had a flat roof with tar paper on it and you wanted to get another 8 years out of it, then you could go ahead and spend $1,000 on this paintable membrane, get your guys up there with the big nappy rollers and just put the membrane on it and probably suck another 7-8 years out of that roof before it was time to demo it.
That's huge. That's a huge, huge thing.
But Gary, because, you know, tell me. Sorry.
Can I tell you what my least favorite roof is? And tell me, and I, of all people in the world who would know this, you probably would, why it exists. Uh-huh. The roof that's a flat roof that just has, it's as if someone just dropped stones into tar.
Yes.
But not the little pebbles, but like different size stones. What the hell are they doing? And why did that happen?
I don't know, but it's totally Boogie Nights. Like if you go up to Laurelwood and you see those 60s, 70s houses up there,
right?
That's what it is. So it's right. So we got the Troppy Cool, the Henry's 887, 100% silicone reflective white roofing coating, 4.75 gallon. What the hell happened to a 5 gallon, man? Don't start doing to my gallons what you did to my plywood. It's Gary Reed, but I can't quite read it from here. It's 100% waterproof.
Yeah, 100% waterproof and rain safe in 15 minutes. Energy efficient, saves money on cooling costs, and has a lifetime warranty. One coat protects against extreme weather.
So this is the sort of silicone film. I don't know if we'd call it a membrane or whatever that you'd paint over your existing roof. But the other stuff is literally just a reflective paint, I think.
Well, I'm dying to see how that stuff works. That's amazing.
Yeah, so I got enough warehouses, and it's just long enough before it really gets hot out here that I'm gonna hit it now. And also, it's so funny because, let's see, it's the Henry Solar Flex smooth white water-based elastomeric roof coating. And Gary, does this have waterproofing properties as well, or is it all just kind of bouncing the sun off it?
When properly applied, it is highly resistant to disbonding, chalking, mildew, and discoloration. And scanning over what else it says here, it does not say anything about waterproof.
Okay. So that's just the radiant part, and the other stuff is sort of the membrane part.
Hey, when you and I do our annual chopper ride through the desert where I'm on the back of your chopper and then I usually just lather up with sunscreen.
To raise money for scleroderma. It's not gay.
Thank you.
We get sponsored every mile.
I'm thinking I just paint my arms and my neck with that stuff, that reflective coating, and then it won't get on the suede vest. You know?
Yeah, but what about the fringe? Because the suede, the True. Tassels on the vest will be flying around quite feverishly.
And they could hit my massive delts that has the goop, but it dries quickly, so maybe it won't be an issue.
You know, I don't know. It's now bringing me back to something I used to do, because I used to ride a motorcycle constantly, and I used to ride guys around constantly on that motorcycle.
You're just not quite sure where you're supposed to hang on when you're a passenger on a bike with another guy.
Yeah, that's what those side handles are for on the back
that's
seat.
Right.
But there's a funny move I would do is if you're going 60 miles an hour on the freeway and the guy was behind you, you could do this move where you just sat up and rode, and then all of a sudden just duck down, just put your head on the tank, just boom, just drop like you were dodging a right-hand cross. And, and the guy would get hit with this huge gust of wind.
That's hilarious.
And almost knocked off the back every time. It was good times. Good
because he's
holding.
What are those things called? The bitch pegs? What are they?
Buddy pegs, I think. But yes, let's call them bitch. Hey, do we got any questions, Porcelain Punisher?
You know it. As always, you can email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com. Over the last couple weeks, we've been helping a guy named Brian out with his cabin out in Finger Lakes, New York, and he's got another follow-up for us.
Mm-hmm. Look at what we've done for Brian and his progress. Look at this.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
He's got this cabin. It's got... He's got a nice rake on the roof. He's got his piers in the ground. He's got the pig in the ground and the beer on ice. And all his rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Jeez, that's the ultimate stabbing cabin, am I right?
Yeah, we're looking at it's a cabin. It's out in the woods. It's about the 26 by 18 or something. You know, this reminds me, Stromer.
Yes, sir.
I was talking on CarCast earlier today, the new Ford F-150, which is going to be hybrid, or you could get a hybrid version of it, is going to have outlets for 210 and 240 and a generator built into it that like charges the batteries. So you could charge your rechargeable tools, or you could run a welder off that.
You're kidding.
No. So
when
it's like,
when is this coming?
I think this year, later this year.
Oh my God. I had an old Sierra hybrid back in the day, which I loved, but it didn't have that. They didn't build that in then.
No.
And it wasn't the mileage on it wasn't that great. It was sort of a waste. It was like having a six cylinder. It was a little better, I guess, but not like this new one's going to be.
Yeah, I remember the old Sierra was fine before Stromer drove it through that preschool. And
totaled it, took out a nun and 17 kids.
Stromer doesn't have a spotless driving record.
No, sir. But that's what makes him lovable and dangerous.
All right. So we got a hot cabin question coming up. And it just reminded me, you could literally go to the woods in that Ford F-150 and build your cabin. No temporary power, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
JB Weld, DIY projects to get through. Want to save some money? Want to avoid paying the repairman? Big or small repairs, home or garage? Ordinary household glue? Well, it's ordinary. If you need strong, there's a better choice. There is JB Weld. We're proud to have JB Weld as a sponsor. They're great. I know the owner. Hanging around with those guys at the SEMA convention. You know, I didn't give them the bum rush. I just wandered into their booth at SEMA. I was like, oh, hey, JB Weld, I always use you guys. And next thing you know, they've come on as a sponsor. Very organic people. We've trusted JB Weld for 50 years. It's proudly made in the USA. You keep JB Weld in your toolbox, keep it in your garage, you keep it in the kitchen box. Whether you got to glue metal, wood, plastic, whatever you want to do, don't glue it. JB Weld it. It's available at jbweld.com. Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. All right, so we got a cabin question. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Adam and Eric, back at the cabin build. I have a question today about insulating my ceiling. It's about 12 foot on one side, 10 on the other. I get direct sun from probably noon to 5 p.m. And I don't want to spend a ton of money with spray foam, but if I do a white metal roof with pink insulation and one of those radiant barriers Adam's always talking about, I think that might work. But let me know your thoughts.
Yeah.
This guy's got it.
By the way, I used your technique with the tongue and groove that had the lippage with the giant lag bolt and sucking it down. Worked out great, so thank you for your help. All right, appreciate the answer.
Gotcha.
Jeez, look at that little lawn for him to gaze out over the valley there. This guy's got it going on.
Speaking of gaze, I may be the first one to christen that cabin. I like the cut of this guy's jib. And I'm old enough now where I'm flexible sexually.
Yeah, you are. Hell yeah.
I was set
and physically, yeah, too, because you've been working on that stretching with the Pilates.
When I was 23, I was set in my ways. But now?
Of course you were. Now you're a little loose.
I got some. I'm open to ideas. All right. So, using a white metal roof, which is going to reflect the sun, obviously what we talk about. Look, anyone who's gone out in a white t-shirt on a hot day versus a black t-shirt can feel the difference. My dog, Phil, he is a black ass lab. And when he goes out in the backyard and just lays down in the sun for 10 minutes and comes back into the house, he is hot, like to the touch.
Right.
Phil's move is he goes out in the backyard, lays in the sun for 15 minutes, gets baking hot, then comes in the house, walks into my bathroom and goes into the shower and lays down on the tile. Like he's literally just giving himself an experience. You know what I mean? He could just be in the house on the hardwood, which would be fine. But he literally goes and heats himself up. Then he goes into sunny shower. And he goes and flops out in the shower on the tile.
He might have that Swedish gene where he's got the sun and then the cold plunge.
Hey, Gary, if you take my phone from me, I will show you not only a manhole cover that I was wanting to get involved with, but also a picture of said Phil sleeping in the – you just got to skip through it, but there's a manhole cover and Phil sleeping in a sunny shower in there as well. Yeah, he's got the Swedish. He's got the Swedish jeans. So white roof, good. Metal roof, good. Radiant barrier, good. Foam bats, good. You know, obviously the expanding.
And by the way, direction to the sun and using the afternoon heat to keep that climatically kind of comfortable. But in the winter months, you still get that heat from the sun. The guy's got it going on, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and it looks like he's got.
Remember, if you orient the house the right way, the sun can work with you. You know, it's amazing.
Absolutely. People never do. It's a big deal. You know, the joists, the ceiling joists, or rafters, I guess they're both in this case. They look like to be about a 2x10 to me, and probably about 9.25 gross. Or net. So I think you can use like a R26 or something like that. Figure out whatever the bats are. Go ahead and put them in there and do your radiant barrier. And also, there are foil bats, not paper, craft paper bats of insulation, which the foil probably does have a radiant barrier effect. So look into that. So you may not have to roll out the radiant barrier on top of the foil that is that. Gary, when you're done looking for pictures, I would be curious if the foil bats of insulation also are there for a radiant barrier as well. All right, let's see. Wonder what happened to my sauna problem. Want to share some tips from his own sauna. Hey, Scott. Oh, hold
God,
on.
God, dear Ace.
Hold on a second. I got to share this manhole cover I found when I was walking Phil the other day. It made me livid. I was walking down a side street in my neighborhood. There's a manhole cover. It's got 1.5 big white stripes going down it. And the thing that pissed me off is I used to see the manhole covers and I thought, well, after the years of traffic and cars going over and accelerating, it must have slowly rotated over the years. But this manhole cover, which has the road, the stripe for the road going right down the middle of it and right over the top of it, when it was replaced, the stripe is going north and south and the road stripe is going east and west. They literally created a cross, an intersection in this, because they took the manhole cover and they rotated it 90 degrees and it's bolted in. There are four bolts. Understand that somebody had to replace this manhole cover in such a fashion where the white line was going the opposite direction, would not hook up with the white line that was going down the road, and then take four bolts and bolt it into place.
God. It's egregious is what it is.
It's a fucking attack. Do you guys agree with me that when if I was ever in charge, I would go right to this and go, who did this? Who did this?
Wait, yeah, I have a question for Matt and Gary. If you're not in the business of construction at all or don't know much about it, does this stuff show up on your radar? Would you notice this if you look down?
Of course. I mean, I can't speak to whether it would have 15 years ago, but I've been working for Adam for long enough that this stuff drives me absolutely insane.
I would find the person that put this there and I would go, you clearly do not value your job. You have no pride. You're not interested. You are shit canned. I'm fucking firing you. You have no interest in doing your job. You're angry or passive aggressive.
It's
something.
Angry or passive aggressive. I mean, the ones where it's at a cockeyed angle where it's 34 degrees off is one thing, but this is. Sorry, your phone rang. This is 90 degrees, and this is intentional. This is a message. This is someone who.
This deserves the city, the guy that works for the city, having to put the orange vest on with nothing else and then get paddled with a canoe paddle on the bare ass, bent over his own truck.
I'm also kind of wondering now, is this gay code? Like, are you letting the other workers know, like, hey, this is a good spot? Like, it's called a manhole for a reason. There's Phil sleeping in the shower. He's probably doing that right now. He gets up, he lays out, bakes himself, then comes in and lays down on the floor or the shower.
But God, he has low inflammation markers from his regime, obviously.
Well, speaking of, let's see, Scott 30, Illinois. So he wants to know about my sauna. So he's got thoughts for me. I got thoughts for him. First, let me hit Tommy John, the secret to staying sweat-free this summer. Tommy John, when I'm taking Phil for a walk over one of those manhole covers, I always wear my Tommy John's ultra-breathable underwear and bras as well for men and women. Well, the underwear's for the men and the women. I think the bras are mainly for the ladies. I'm wearing the T-shirt right now. The undershirts are the best. The underwear is better. I'm wearing the underwear.
Which ones?
I'm wearing the black ones right now. They dry themselves. I work out every night about 9:30 on a rowing machine. I do half an hour. The goal is I got to make it over 6,000 meters, which I always do, sometimes just by hair. And then I get all sweaty, and then I walk around my Tommy John's, and they dry on me, and then I sleep in them. That's the way I roll. Upgrade to Tommy John. Do it today. Best pair you'll ever wear. Right, Matt?
For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/Adam and get 20% off site-wide. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off site-wide. TommyJohn.com/Adam. See site for details.
Scott, 30.
Hey, Stromer, get it on.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Where are you in Illinois?
How you guys doing?
Stromer knows good. Illinois. Where are you at?
Yeah, where are you?
I live in Ottawa, Illinois, Starved Rock country.
Yeah, hell yeah, you do.
I was looking into Illinois the other day, Strummer. Do you know?
Oh, God.
For the last 100 years, they've just basically gone Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, governor. Like they literally just went back and forth. And sometimes they do two-term Democrat, then they'd go two-term Republican. But it's for 100 years, they've gone back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know what
they're like, let's give the other guy a chance. Okay, let's do that. That's what they do.
But the last mayor of Chicago that was a Republican was named
Daley?
Huh?
Not Daley.
No, this guy was named like Big Ted Johnson or something. His last time they had a Republican mayor of Chicago, it was like 1927 crazy number. Like, I mean,
so wait, was William Daley a Democrat?
William Hale Thompson, known as Big Bill.
Big Bill Thompson.
From the end of his reign was 1931.
Otherwise known as Dirty Bill.
That guy is a crazy story. But anyway, sorry. They have not had a Republican mayor in 90 years. Hey, Scott, go ahead.
Hey, I am happy you're in California because misery does love company.
Oh, God. California's a piece of shit now.
So real quickly, it's a nice day in Illinois. I work at home. I decided to crack a beer to celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day, and I hope you guys do the same.
Is it Bobby Bonilla?
It's Bonilla.
Bonilla, sorry.
How big a fan could you be?
I live in Illinois. I like the White Sox. We don't.
Do you know why it's Bobby Bonilla Day? It's a great story.
Why is it Bobby Bonilla Day?
It is a great story. American dream.
He worked out an insane contract where he is getting paid every year on July 1st. He gets paid like $1.3 million going up to like 2031, and he stopped playing baseball in 2003.
Wow. So it's Bobby Bonilla Day, except for Bonilla.
Which it rhymes like with vanilla, which would then have to make it vanilla.
Hold on, but then that makes my name Adam Correa.
Thank you.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's one point,
Eric Stryeria.
It's $1.19 million, and it's through 2035.
Wow!
How did he do that? And what? And did his numbers back any of this up?
I don't know, but
it was a contract buyout.
Well, anyway, we're happy for Bobby Bonilla. We should all get that kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, do you have any updates on your sauna? You got anything moving yet? I know last time I heard you talk about it, you were struggling.
Well, what I did is I went a kind of an easy route, which is, and I haven't, truth be told, I haven't tested it. I haven't tested it out yet, but the heater I had, electric heater, it was a little undersized for the size of the space of my sauna. So instead of replace the unit and get into it and convert to ultrasonic or whatever it was, infrared. All I did was go online and buy like a 2 million watt heat bulb, like a red heat bulb, and I just I took out the bulb for the light that's inside the sauna, and I just put the heat bulb in. And so next time I'll turn on the heater and the light, and I'll get an extra heat source, and hopefully that'll put me over the edge, because I only need to get from like 165 to 185 or 190, and I just needed that extra 15% push. So that
I guess it's a start.
It's a start. I'll give it a try.
So I have a 6x4 sauna in my basement, and I just wanted to recommend a heater brand to you. It's Tylo, T-Y-L-O.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 6x4 sauna gets up to, you know, 215, 220.
Really?
You can control it, obviously, so you don't have to get that hot. But I have a $1,200 heater. They make $2,400 ones that you can control from your phone, set the temperature, all the fancy stuff. You have fuck me money, so, you know,
yeah.
Pull the trigger.
How do you spell it again?
T-Y-L-O.
Tylo. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll look into that unit. Say the $1,200 unit is enough to get your 4x6 up to over 200.
Right. I have I think it's called the Sense Sport 5, but they have, you know, higher-end models as well.
Hmm. Thanks. I'll look into that.
For sure, man. Enjoy. You guys take care.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, man. Oh, yeah, we're looking at him now. Well, Matt, make a note. Maybe we'll look into a conversion or something. Oh.
Hey, look at that. Look at that lass.
You know they work. There's a hot chick on their homepage.
Yeah, hot chick with a terry cloth towel over her head. That's nice.
There's a funny George Carlin joke that I remember from when I was a kid, and he was talking about a zit gun. Like a blackhead remover or something, like back in the day, like they'd advertise in the back of a magazine or something. And he said, you know, it worked because the first picture they had was a drawing of a chick with dots on her face. And then the other one had a drawing of a chick with no dots on her face. And it always made me laugh when I was like 9, like, yeah, it is a stupid way to illustrate that your product works by not drawing in dots conveniently.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever watched those pimple popper videos?
I want to, but I also don't want to.
I can't take my eyes off it when it shows up and I click on it. I feel like I'm going to throw up in my mouth, but I can't stop watching it.
That's what I'm scared of.
It gets you hooked in, man.
That's what I'm scared of. I don't want to go down that trail.
No, I don't do it.
They don't go, oh, you know, everything's trying to get you to click. Have you seen what Winnie from Wonder Years looks like now? She's a knockout. And it's like, they want you to click on it. I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. It's a road to ruin.
Ryan, 37, Long Island.
Hey, how's it going, Ace? Quick question. Mm-hmm. And one comment. What do you guys think about exterior insulation on your house?
I'm all for any form of insulation. I guess you're talking about rigid, right?
Yeah, rigid.
you know, we're here, we're in LA, so, you know, we don't get this sort of extreme weather, temps, winters, that kind of stuff. But anytime you have an opportunity to insulate, I would do it. Now, if you're asking me, well, what do you think about tearing off all the siding and insulating? I'd go, well, let's examine that. But if you're telling me I'm building an addition to my house, new construction, shall I put the rigid? I'd go, yeah, do the rigid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've used it on flat roofs in modern homes where the ceilings, the guys wanted it to remain really high up above the rafters that were showing through the roof system, right?
They wanted the exposed.
They wanted the exposed beam look. So I had to do rigid on top of the flat roof and then put put the roofing material on top of the rigid. It worked very, very well. But hey, again, to Adam's point, we don't do it much here.
Stromer, would you tape the seams with metal tape?
Yes, I believe that's what those guys did when they put the roofing material on. They joined it together with some kind of metal flashing tape.
So Ryan, what's your project?
And then long ass roofing nails through the rigid into the substrate of the roofing framing.
They're probably special nails that have like a plastic nylon washer or something.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've never used that.
I'm thinking about residing my house, and so I'll take the opportunity. I've been seeing it on some other houses that are residing. So I'm thinking about doing that. Maybe save some on energy. My house is old and only have 2x4s, and probably my insulation is probably crap because it was built in the 50s.
Why do you think they're doing it on the exterior of houses under siding just so that you don't have to have cold and hot spots where the framing is? Why would you do that?
I was talking to my architecture friend about this. He's an architect, and he's like, imagine wearing, like, imagine wearing a coat on your body, do you put the clothes in between your ribs? Or do you put that heavy coat over your whole body?
That makes sense.
And he's kind of saying it like that.
I like this
guy. Stop the heat before it comes into your house, or before you get your wood studs or your side or your sheathing.
Well, here's what I would do. I would strip the siding. I would probably put new bats of insulation in the bays, or bats of insulation in the bays. And then I would do the rigid on the outside, and then I would do like a Tyvek wrap. I don't know if that's overkill, but you could probably do the Tyvek wrap around the rigid.
Said it's the other way around. You put the Tyvek and then the insulation on top, store moisture.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. As I was saying it, I was thinking, wait, it feels weird to go over the, but I was thinking, you want to use Tyvek, but it feels weird to go over the, Tyvek, so bats, Tyvek wrap, then rigid, and I guess for good measure, might as well tape the seams as well, just to get every ounce sort of taken up.
So then let's get back to the clothing analogy, so everyone understands. So it's naked body, life preserver, height T-shirt, and then coat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Good luck, Ryan.
Oh, one other comment. Last week you were talking about finishing a basement with a basement floor and using pressure-treated sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
I did this something like that in my basement, but instead of using sleepers, they have this thing like they sell at the big box stores. It's made by Dorkin. Mm-hmm. It's called Delta FL, and it's essentially plastic dimple mat, which is probably like an inch tall, and you tape the seams, and it acts both as a moisture and vapor barrier.
Oh, that sounds great.
And then
great,
you build right on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen it. So I'd love to look at it.
Yeah. And then you can put like studs on top of it. You can build walls on top of it. And then you extend it all the way to your foundation walls. So it gives the moisture a place to go.
Well, thanks, Ryan.
See, I think Schluter came to the world with all that tile technology with the super, super lightweight backer board, and now it's kind of getting into floor matting and insulation. That's a great idea, man. What's it called? Dorkin? What are you saying?
Dorkin. That's right. let's see. We got Michelle up here. Michelle?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. You're from Iowa?
I'm calling you from Iowa.
What's on your mind?
I need some help trying to figure out how to find a reasonably sane roofer.
Reasonably sane, did you say?
A reasonably sane roofer.
Right.
So my roof is, my home was built in 2014, and I have a pretty basic roof with just a front and a back pitch on it. And I've got OmniPro ridge vents, and my house is sitting so it gets a northwest wind. And in Iowa, that means lots of snow coming in the ridge vent. And it leaked into my living area. And I have had numerous roofers out, and anything from, oh, it's fine, don't worry, we aren't going to have snow this winter, all the way to they want to rip off my roof, completely build it to the tune of $100,000. And I don't know enough about roofs to have any idea who is telling the truth or what to choose.
Well, it's interesting. And so because
I'm wondering if you guys could give me some ideas or advice or suggestions.
Yes. That many many
things we can suggest. Well, first of all, if the guy who comes has one of those pickled noses that's really red, like Carl Malden, don't hire him. He's got the drinking problem. He's got the liver issues.
All right.
Gin blossom, they call that. You know that stroma?
No, I did not.
That's what W.C. Fields had. It's called
gin blossom nose. I did not know.
That's what the band is named after.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The gin blossom. Idea. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, Michelle? Well, I don't know what happened to Michelle. All right. I'm going to put Michelle on hold. So when I heard that her house was built in 2014, I was like, what do you need a roof for?
Yeah.
But then start talking about the position of the house, the wind and the snow going through the vents. And then I was like, oh, okay. Well, now it's making sense because no one needs a roof on newish construction, but this isn't needing a roof. This is, I don't know who built this house 5 or 6 years ago, but I feel like this is kind of on them, don't you? Like, isn't this a...
Yeah, it's too short notice to have to deal with, like, what, even dry rot as a result of snow? What is the idea that snow's blowing through the vent, melting, and then rotting plywood?
Well, it's...
In five years?
No. If it's blowing through the vent, it's blowing through the vent. That's a problem. Michelle?
Right.
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
You bought the house new?
Pardon?
You bought the house new?
I bought the house new, and... So to add a little bit more to this story, there are two similar houses in my subdivision. They're just the where you flop the garage and make it look a little bit different on the outside. We have the exact same leaks in our home. We've all discussed it with the builders, and the builder said, good luck. If you try to sue us, we'll sue you. So we've each gone out on our own trying to find roofers. But we can't come up with anything. But
that's not really how the law works. I mean, you don't get to just go, good luck.
How are they going to sue you? Why would they sue you? Defamation or something?
So we have actually talked with a lawyer. I've talked with my lawyer. And you can sue for any reason in Iowa. And the builder's reply was it would be a frivolous lawsuit and we would be taking his time away from earning money doing other things. And so he would countersue for his time and expenses.
Okay, but listen, there are people out there called forensic architects and inspectors, and they come and they deconstruct the building plan and find the flaw in the way it was built and conceived. And from that, as soon as you tell this dude that you've got one of those guys on retainer, he will shut his ass up and he will come and fix the vent. Because it sounds to me, if the rest of the cul-de-sac has this design error and architectural wrongdoing and it's oriented the wrong way, there's no question you're in the right.
Yeah, Michelle, I would talk to the other two or three homeowners, get on the same page. But if this is in fact happening the way you're describing it, do not worry about the counter suit part. Get that architectural forensic guy and get your story together and get this guy to remedy it. I think that's your plan.
Yeah, and maybe the roofers that you've contacted don't want you to throw good money after bad, and they see that it would, and whoever said rip the roof off probably is right because it's probably done completely wrong. But you shouldn't have to incur the cost of replacing a 5-year-old roof because the guy conceptualized the roofing plan wrong or it was executed improperly. It's not fair.
All right. Let me give some love to our friends over at JB Weld. We use their products all the time. I know Stromer's working on a project with JB Weld as we speak. What are you working on? What's your latest?
So Adam, I'm out there cleaning my pool the other day, and I look over, and my pool filter is leaking. It's an old filter. It's from like probably 1974 or something.
Oh, we're looking at
it. As you can see in the photo, right? And I looked underneath, and there's like a little pinhole with a spray of water coming down onto the slab. And I was like, oh man. So I called my pool guy and I said to him, can you come out here and epoxy this thing from the inside? And he said, no, but I am coming Wednesday. At that point, I said to myself, well, I got 2 days to deal with this. What I do? I went to the JB Weld tube. Why not? I said to him, have you ever used this for this kind of a situation? He said, heck yeah, I always do. So I grabbed it. I literally reached underneath, put a little on my finger and just put it right over that pinhole, a couple of dabs, stopped the leak. The pool guy came a couple of days later, epoxied from the inside, and I'm back in business, baby. And it's a miracle. It really is. Like, I didn't think it would work on wet surfaces. And sure enough, it stopped the entire leak. I'm back in business. Kids are swimming. Back in business. If the pool's down in July, are you nuts? It's crazy.
No, that's
amazing though. Seriously, it's, you know, you always see the stuff on TV, these ads of like a guy's in a fishing boat and he slaps some waterproofer on there, and you're like, there's no way that works. But of course, I did it because I had the tubes, and they sent, you know, the guys were nice enough to send a couple of tubes out to try this stuff out. Man,
were you using the silicone, or were you using a two part?
I used the two part because I had one open from the last thing I did, and I just injected it on there, and you know, done and done, man. Two times later, it's over.
You had to back it off. I mean, you had to shut it down to get the pressure off it, right?
I didn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I just put it on right over it, dabbed it with my finger a couple of times, and then let it set up quickly, and it still dried and stopped the leak.
Jesus, this is
I know,
this is magical stuff. This JB Weld,
and then to boot, guess what shows up in the mail? A JB Weld jacket.
I got one too. It's a rain jacket, so maybe you should let that.
Maybe I should wear that
when you're
while I'm doing the old. Yeah, exactly.
Well, once again, I want to thank our friends at JB Weld, and it's available at jbweld.com. You can get it also at Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. It is.
And you know what else? You know what else I love too? The pool guy knew. I said to him, should I just JB Weld this? I just threw it out in a text, and he said, yeah, I do it all the time. So clearly, this is working around the world. This is a great product.
All right. Well, let's see. We got questions sent in.
Yes, we do. We got another video question. And again, please email us your video and email questions. Go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see them. This is from our friend Casey Peters.
Hey guys, Casey Peters here, aka The Spotter. Got a home improvement question for you. This is pretty much the way all of our bathrooms look. It's got that, you know, stained wood finish on the cabinetry, but the countertop is like these, you know, 6-inch porcelain white tiles. And we're just going to kind of flip the house, live in it a few years and then turn it into a rental. So I don't want to put a lot of money into it, but the previous owners did put some nice fixtures in it and stuff. So my idea is to paint the counters, or not the counters, but the cabinets black. And I have a professional spray gun so I can make it look really good. But I also want to regrout the tiles black. But I think, Stromer, you've said before that you can't really grout over grout with any good colors. So if you guys think I can't cheat it that way and I have to take out the old, just please tell me best way to do this. Thanks for your help, guys.
Well, you know, you can regrout over old grout, but you really have to channel it out with a grout saw, and it's tedious, and you've got really close joints, so you may not get it all. And if the grout that you purchase isn't an adhesive-based grout, chances are when you're pulling the remainder of it off the counter, when you're in the process of grouting it wet, you'll never quite be able to get all the white to disappear. So I would probably in this situation not do black grout.
No.
It's also going to really show up inappropriate lines that aren't exactly even. Mm. Black grout's tough because everything shows, right?
Ooh. Yeah. When I heard black grout, which was my gay porn name, by the way, when I heard black grout.
Black grout. He's getting in the crack.
That's right. You know, if your ass is more than 3/16, I go with the sanded condom. All right.
Yeah, you do. That's a black grout.
All right. Now.
That's right. You always have your hands on your hips and you're just looking down at your lady friends.
Black grout. All right. Now. I wouldn't go with black grout. I would not paint that cabinet black either. You're renting this thing out. You're looking for something neutral. You don't want to. Yeah. You're not going for a home run here. Choke up on that bat. Yeah. Hit a nice double. Remember, whoever's renting that house is going to have a wife or fiance or whoever it is, and she's going to walk into that bathroom and she's not.
What's she going to say? I hate black grout is what she's going to say.
Right. Then I'm going to fling.
And then you'll burst through the door.
No. I will not. How dare you? I fling the shower curtain open and I yell, "What you talking about, Willis?"
Holding a trowel and a tub of lube.
I'm laughing at you, by the way. I'm not laughing with you at this point. We're all laughing at you, Strong.
I'm gonna butter you up.
All right. Get it together. Hey, this is a professional show. All right?
No, I'm sorry. God.
I need you to regain your composure.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I got taken down the road of black grout. It made me nuts. Sorry. I've already designed your outfit in my head. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, so go with white and the grout saw that Stromer talks about. You're talking about a toothbrush with a tungsten tip on it, right? I mean, that little back and forth thing.
Yeah, and you go back and forth. It's time consuming. You can sometimes scratch the enamel off the face of the tile. They're too narrow to make it work, so please don't do it. But you can re-grout in white. And use the same grout saw, but you don't have to be quite as thorough getting down into the groove.
Right. So don't go with the white and don't go with the black. And you're right. Any line that doesn't line up perfectly is going to jump out at you.
Glaringly obvious.
Glaringly obvious. All right. So don't do that. All right. But thank you, the spotter. you got another question, Max? Matt?
We sure do. If you're not already following us on Twitter, you can do so at Ace on the House and get the jump call in sometime. Here's a Twitter question from John A. Batman. Any advice regarding airflow between condo units via the electrical sockets? My neighbors are excessive marijuana users, and the odor seems to be filtering into my unit via the socket. Can I spray expanding foam, or would this violate building condo code?
Wow, this is like those... Now, if I know anything about all the PSAs I see in Southern California about how third-hand smoke can make its way up the conduit from one unit to another, this fella must be a Hispanic toddler, right? Because those are the only people it affects. It goes up the conduit. So the white dude is smoking out on his balcony. And then the stuff crawls in through the thing, goes in through the open J-box, to four gang box, up through the rigid, and then gets pumped into the nursery of the Hispanic toddler who's laying in his crib. That's the only people that ever affect, according to every commercial I've ever seen in my life. It's never a blonde guy sitting in his living room cleaning his gun. It's always the brown kid.
It's a cross-eyed druid brown child.
That's right. Now, they make a few things. They make that neoprene kind of foamy gasket thing that they use for exterior things. You know, like you know, the foam little doily that slides under the plate and over
It's almost like an outdoor cover has that foam around it.
Yeah, it's like a little coaster for the thing. You can try that. Try that first. You can try the Hispanic expanding. No, I think of the Hispanic kid. You try the Hispanic foam, put on the side. No, you can try the expanding. The expanding foam is going to be a nightmare. Expanding foam is going to be a mess. I'm not sure what year the condo is. I'm not sure if it's Romax or they're running rigid or whatever it is. Another plan would be to get a decent job and get the fuck out of there. I don't know.
Or give in and just sit by the outlet with a straw and just huff that shit.
Try, Gary, what do they call these foam exterior or foam insulation outlet covers? I'm wondering for the official look. They got to be 40 cents a pop. You should be able to get a box of 10 at Home Depot for under $6. I mean, they're pretty basic, and they might work for what we're talking about here.
Yeah, they also have these soundproof sort of they're sheets of vinyl that you put under anything that you're framing, or in our case, it would be your box or the plate of your switch cover, and then you just cut it around it, basically, and then it would have a tight seal.
Gary's got something close, but not this. This has going to look like an outlet. It'll have two holes in the middle of it, and it'll just be like a flat black thing with two holes in it. All right,
but
Geico.
I don't think it's. Yeah, I will, but I don't think it's coming through the box. I don't think it's coming through there. Anyway, gotta tell you something, folks. Right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's right, 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? Heck no. That's never going to happen, but you saving money can. There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Remember this date. October 7th is the deadline. Do it. You're going to save 15%. Visit geico.com to learn more. That's geico.com.
All right. Gary, what are those things called? Foam insulation?
Well, they do make outdoor cover.
Oh yeah, there they are. Yeah, they're white.
And this one's
white. It's a buck a piece. What they call it? See,
that says for a pack of 10.
Oh, for a pack of 10. Okay, they're that cheap. Foam outlet gasket. All right, try the foam outlet gasket first, and let's see how that works. There you go. All right, let's see. He grew up working in his stepdad's construction company and had a similar upbringing like Adam, but now he wants to flip houses and is seeking advice on how to get away from his loser friends and move ahead in his life. Jamie should have called in 15 years ago, but better late than never because he's 41 now, but okay. Look, 41's the new 31, so why not? What's going on, Jamie?
How you doing, Adam?
Doing well.
I've been listening to your show for years. I'm sure you get this all the time. People call and saying, I have a very similar upbringing. We're very similar. But literally, I worked in my stepfather's construction company the moment I dropped out of high school because all of mine and my degenerate friends were never going to get out of there in time. And worked as a slave labor for him for over 20 years, doing all sorts of grunt work, climbing my way up. And then he just decided to sell the business and move away. And I had to find a new job. Now I'm the parts manager at an exotic car company, which is really great. I can't believe I made the transfer over to that because I've never worked in the automotive field in my life. And I just was wondering, I've never heard you speak about flipping houses. When I was in construction, I got out of it and I got my real estate license right at the perfect time in 2007. So when the market blew up in 2008, there was nothing really for me to do. I got out and I had to go back to construction, back out of the job with my dad, and was doing it ever since. And I went into real estate because I wanted to flip houses. I had so much knowledge of working in the construction. I was wondering, do you do that? Is that some way that you supplement your income or other than the houses you live in and then move out once you're done fixing them up?
I haven't really gotten involved with it too much. I did it once with my buddy Ray. I went in on a house to try to get him sort of kick-started, and I ended up losing a bunch of money. And so it didn't work out at all for him or for me. And that's my only real experience of, oh, and a couple maybe with my sister, which also lost me a bunch of money as well. But it's not so much the flipping of the house idea. It's sort of who you flip the house with.
Yeah,
that,
I hear you.
That will win you or lose you money. I love the challenge. I like the idea. I do flip houses in a kind of slow motion fashion. You know, I buy them, I fix them up, I live in them for a while, and then I sell them and try to turn a little profit. It doesn't always work out, but in general, it's worked out. So I encourage this wholeheartedly, Jamie.
I hope so. That's what I really have always wanted to do. I mean, when we were working construction, we were doing work for this gentleman, and he literally told me his job is just driving around and collecting rent checks from all of his investment properties. And then he plays tennis in the afternoon, and he goes to the Hamptons on the weekend. And I was like, I'm in your backyard digging footings for your deck while you're explaining all this to me in the middle of the summer as a redhead and burning up out here. And I just want to be able to work smarter, not harder. Literally my mantra all my life. And I'm trying to still do some side hustles on the weekend when I'm not at the exotic cars place during the week.
What are you guys working on the exotic car? Are you selling Lambos?
We work on Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Maseratis, Aston Martins. The owner of the company has been in business for over 40 years in Milford, New Jersey. Literally has a one-off car he built from himself called DG1. If you probably look it up on the internet, you could see pictures of it. It's a really great company. I've only been there about 2 years. We literally have a 67 Shelby Cobra with a 427 in it, signed by Shelby Cobra, oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Carroll
right now.
Shelby.
Carroll Shelby.
I don't think there's a 67 Cobra.
Or 66?
Yeah, I'm going to go cut off at 66. I don't think there's such a thing as a 67. Gary can tell us, but I'm pretty sure there's no such thing as a 67 Cobra, but there's probably 66. I jumped in before Stromer jumped in because he was about to start screaming about, there's
I was
no Cobra.
Say 60. No, God, no. Cobra, yeah. Schmobra.
Cobra,
hey,
Schmobra.
I would recommend to you, though, on your first house, have somebody fund it and you take a salary and take a little on the back. Don't put a bunch of your own money in until you understand the margins, because yeah, you can get left with your pants down if everything kind of flips on you economy wise. So take a salary, learn it first.
Thanks, Davy Downer. Jamie, I'm going to say get drunk and buy three houses. Keep going, buddy. We're behind you 100%. What car did he say? One of his
66 Cobra, but he didn't know the year.
No. He said 67. I said 66, but he said his boss has a famous one-off. What was it called, Jay?
It's a DG01 is the name of the car.
DG01. I just wanted to find if we could see what that car looks like. All right, last but not least, JB Weld, proud sponsor of Ace on the House, Epoxy Adhesives. I think you get the idea by now. We love these guys. Trusted for over 50 years. Available at jbweld.com and everywhere you buy well, really, all the home improvement stuff, all the auto parts, everywhere. It's J.B. Weld. All right.
Per Hemmings.com, the original Cobra 427 was made from 1965 to 1967.
Oh, God.
So they did have one.
They didn't have a... wait a minute.
They had a 67.
Cobra? Wait, you're not looking at a Cobra Mustang. This is a Cobra.
I'll share the screen with you.
This is... Cobras were made in 62, 63. I think they started in 63. And then they went to, let's see, history. Can we show you? 260 engine. 65?
It says the 427 Cobra.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't say 427 Cobra. He just said Cobra. Oh, okay. So it could have been a 427. Went to 67. Wow. I owe this man an apology.
And I've been looking for that DG1 since he...
All right, forget that. How many 427 Cobras
348 copies. Most were produced as street cars, 260 examples, but Shelby offered a competition packages for owners with racing aspirations and semi-competition for people who wanted a street car they could race from time to time. It was unclear how many were crashed and destroyed.
How many did they make? How many units did they make in 67? That's the next and big question. All right, you can go to adamcarolla.com. Live show's coming up, Dallas, in July 24th, 25th. At the Addison Improv over there. Also, the Tempe show has been rescheduled for September 18th and 19th. Go to adamcarolla.com and find out where all the live shows are. Get my book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. Very funny. And it's get the audiobook. The hardback will be up soon on Amazon, but get the audiobook for now. And then when that comes in, you can get the hardcover as well. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Adam Carolla, and go Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, and get all those Shelby. Well, we're talking about Shelby right now. Get some of those movies as well. Stromer.
Yeah.
Have yourself
Happy 4th of July, my friend.
Same to you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Gary, I'm going to sign off if we can't figure that number out. I know sometimes they don't have everything.
Not immediately.
There. But anyway, I apologize. It probably made just a few in 67. For some reason, I never see them around. All right. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.